All right, let's get back to baseball here. I'm bringing this name up. It's kind of a loaded question. I think you first met him in the minor leagues in Tidewater. Davey Johnson.
And general manager.
Was it just because of the drinking, or just he didn't know what he was doing?
The drinking. But he said drinking to the next level. But you know what? He was lucky. He obviously put two good organizations.
Yeah.
But I mean, we won one World Series and took a miracle in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's not my favorite guy. He wasn't a good manager. You know, platoon and didn't communicate. With that talent we had, only won one World Series. That's sad.
Okay, so you would probably, let's take two names, Davey Johnson, Frank Cashin. Who would you give the credit to more for putting that team together and winning?
Davey Johnson, who?
And Frank Cashin, the general manager.
Yeah, I mean, Cashin for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Davey Johnson was drunk out every night, man. I never saw Davey Johnson until the game started.
I mean, he's not even putting the lineup together?
Well, I mean, put the lineup together and crashed and gave us 30. He stumbled out to the mound. I mean, to the dugout. He just, like, the bottom line is, I told him, I said, you play me every day. I said, I can take it to the next level. So he doesn't do that. What happens, I go to Philly, and what I do is hit 320, hit 310, literally, and he just, I mean, we just didn't get along. But yeah, you read what he says about me, sucks my dick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, he doesn't necessarily have a bad word to say about you, but again, it's kind of like what you're saying is he was just sort of along for the ride.
He was along for the ride, dude. He has so much talent. I mean, but you know what? He actually was lucky. Everywhere he went, he had good talent. All the other teams, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking back. You know, Baltimore, he had good talent. Even with the Dodgers, he had good talent. So what do you think Lee Thomas saw in you? Because, you know, again, what did Lee Thomas, former general manager of the Phillies, see in you? Do you think? Because, you know, again, like you were saying, you were playing well, but you're only a part-time player. He brings you in and says, you're going to be my guy in 1990.
Lee Thomas gave me a chance, and I told him, I'm not gonna let you down. He said, look, you know, 1989 I got traded, and I was real little, and like, you know, so I'm not strong enough, but so I knew 1990 was the year. And he told me, he said, look, in 1990, you're going to play every day. Okay? I'm going to give you a chance. So I went from 160 to 190. I worked my ass off in the weight room, a few other things. And I walked into spring training. And I said, there's a new sheriff in town, motherfuckers. Me and Reggie Hammond, neither.
The famous quote you had was, walked in like I had a 15-inch cock.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now I don't know. Now my cock left the building. And they made so many deposits and deposits, you know?
Yeah. Let's go through some word name association from the Phillies. Probably one of my all-time favorite baseball players, partly because of his shape, John Kruk. You always say that he was
John Kruk locker next to me for 8 years. Sloppiest guy ever. And a great actor.
Yeah.
Kruk, that was all bullshit. You know? He put on a good show, laying down a lot of stuff. But he could hit, man. You know?
I mean,
he could hit.
He retired with a 300 average.
He could hit, bro. I'm not going to deny that. He could hit.
That's what I loved about that era of baseball, when you had guys like Tony Gwynn and John Kruk, who looked the way that they did, but they were still just tremendous baseball players.
Yeah. He didn't take batting practice, and he'd come out and get two hits. He was lucky. You know, you think about it, you know, if he just find a way to fail 70% of the time, you're going to make it. You're going to be the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Well, what other sport do you have that?
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, if you went...
Yeah, and so, but he was the luckiest motherfucker ever. He blew shit in, get things, and there's guys like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was, that was a great team, man. We had a good blend. Dave Holland was the toughest player I ever played with, you know what I mean?
Dude, I am so glad you brought up Dave Holland. Can I share one story with Dave
Holland? Dave Holland, another man. We were best friends, and yeah, go ahead.
So, my dad had tickets behind the Angels dugout, third base, and Dave Holland's played for the Angels in 97 and 98. And I was thinking back, I had every, you know, as a 9-year-old kid, I think I had every Angels autograph except for Dave Holland's. And it's not because he wasn't a nice guy. That has nothing to do with it. Dude, I was terrified of him when he would go from third base back into the dugout. He just had this death stare. Like he missed his...
death stare. You call it.
He really missed, he missed his calling. He could have been, and he wouldn't have had to be violent or carry a gun. He could have just been a strong man for the Russian mob or something.
So true. My best friend, man.
Okay, so...
I'm with us.
I was going to say, I didn't want to bring this up, but I was reading the Viagra doesn't work for you anymore.
None of them work, dude.
Okay.
But I made so many fucking deposits and positives.
You might be missing your new business calling because I don't know what we're going to call this male enhancement product, but the tagline is hard as nails. I mean, that's a $1 million product right there. Okay. Question that I had. So you have a story when you were a kid that... you got to take batting practice as a high school prospect with the Angels. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you run into, this would be what, 1981?
Yeah, it was.
1981. So, like Rod Carew, Fred Lynn. Give me the Fred Lynn story.
Biggest dick was the center fielder. Remember him?
Fred Lynn. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he treated me like a dick. And so I got to the big leagues. Other than my prime, he did the end of his.
Yeah.
And he had three gappers. Cool.
What came together in the 93 season?
Me.
You?
Well, I set tone. I mean, I first player was Ian Walsh and hits, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of as Reggie Jackson would say, I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
Reggie Jackson on deck. He's overrated.
Say it.
No one liked him.
I've heard that. He lives in Newport Beach, and...
he's probably where he lives.
Yeah, I'm just saying, tangentially, I've heard people have really bad run-ins with him.
A dick.
Yeah.
That's what we call Dick Lively. He's a dick, everyone.
Yeah.
And he had a good career. He had some playoff games he did, and he had five